Decker in Washington. U.S. coronavirus deaths have now surpassed 271,000. Private employers continued to add jobs last month, but not at the pace seen during the summer.
Payroll processing company ADP says 307,000 new positions were added in November. ADP says the month continued to see employment gains, but the pace continues to slow.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Holidays are about family, friends, loved ones, and making memories. Ligger's Bakery has been baking those memories for over 70 years. From their legendary mint thumbprint cookies, chocolate chip cookies, cheese straws, pedophores, iced cookies, gingerbread men, and more. The Christmas holiday is here, and it's time to place your order. 288-6550. You know the kids expect to see those Christmas cookies and gingerbread men at the table, so get your order in today. Don't forget to show your love to Santa with Ligger's Cookies. If the kids prefer to decorate cookies themselves, Ligger sells mini sugar cookie shapes to help add something special to do with the family this year. They have so many cake flavors to choose from. White, chocolate, caramel, coconut, strawberry, red velvet, German chocolate, pound cakes, not to mention the delicious pies that go great with this time of year. Ligger's is one of the only places in town to get the state of Alabama's lane cake. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Call Ligger's and place your order today, 288-6550, or come by in the Gay Meadow Shopping Center on McGee Road, 288-6550. Come home for the holidays. Come on home to Liggers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are slowly going to start to moderate. Tonight will still be below normal, but not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we'll tease 60 degrees, I think, for a high temperature, increasing clouds during the day. There's a risk of some showers, perhaps by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high, upper 50s to around 60. And the weekend forecast at this point, still looking dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Because it kind of smells to someone else that's trying it on.
cheek.
Oh,
wiggle the string, play hide and seek.
By your workmate or your boss, the front of a tens of us that really puts the hair across his astronomical thumb.
I need it in the form of a question at 272-9228. Call now.
And here they are.
That's me and Rosie. 272-9228. I realize there's a transition time between Dan's audience and ours. And nobody expects it to happen this early, so I'm going to give it a second here. You know, this... Somebody brought us Cracker Jack. I think it was Wiley Poundstone. And I decided to have a little since I did my bike today.
They're good.
Yeah, the Cracker Jacks are fine, but what is this prize? It's like there's this little piece of cardboard in here, but it's...
You have to go online.
What?
Yes. It's not like it used to be, Greg, where the prize was in the box.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That is really dumb. Not a very Cracker Jack idea. All right, we have some calls, so let's find number 7. You are caller 1. Try again. Caller 2. Caller 3. Caller 4. Caller 5. Thank you. Closing in on a winner. Remember, I need the answer in the form of a question. And today's doctor was the part of the timeline. Caller 6, you missed by 1. So sorry. And what is your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Who is Dr. Bonnie Clark?
You're a winner. You're a winner.
Reassure me that you said Barney and not Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Okay.
All right, so you won Dr. B Burgers for two. That includes sides and beverages and free parking at Wing Fingers downtown, 201 Union in the RSA building, and you are in for a treat. Actually, hey. Two, because now you get to talk to Rosie.
Hey, I appreciate it, and thank you very much.
All right, hold on, man. All right, so, and speaking of Baumhauer's and Wing Fingers and all good things, we will be heading over to Baumhauer's on the Boulevard after the show, and our Christmas party is a week from tonight, and we will have some nice things. Oh, there's that piece of crap, Christopher Ray. The smuggest. If smuggery were an art form, he would be the poster boy. That is that reeking of arrogance, of deep state. What a... That's not what I need to see at 3 o'clock. I may be putting Mayberry on a little bit early today. I have a Hodge Twins that I found that I would kind of like to listen to. It's based on yesterday's stunning news that Attorney General Fatass couldn't find any voter fraud. Seems to me there's plenty of it. And the documentation continues to develop. There seems to be some momentum that maybe one or more of these states are going to be decertified or they're going to be told to conduct another election. There is so much corruption top down in this. It's staggering that in four counties. Oh, and the CNN tapes, those are cool, too. I love the fact that did you see where was it Jeff Zucker who must have hired Brian Stelter because they look like two little bald guys. Okay. Again, the kind of you look at their head. They're the kind of people a guy might think about when he goes to take a leak. I don't mean to be grotesque, but seriously, you look down. Hey there, Brian. Hey there, Jeff Zucker. That, what do they call the Tucker Carlson show? The White Supremacy Hour. And today, the story is that from the CNN tapes obtained by Jeffrey O'Keefe of Project Veritas, he's got him on the record saying we're not going with the New York Post story on Hunter Biden right now. Perhaps there was a meeting with someone from Burisma. That was had nothing. You know, Burisma was part of that, but a lot of that was money from China. And who was the big guy? Journalists would want to know that, but there's no such thing as journalism at CNN, so they never really have to worry about it, do they? I realize today there's no journalism anywhere, except in one. Yeah, I have found myself looking at like two or three news sites a day: Citizen Free Press, ProTrumpNews.com, which is an offshoot of Gateway Pundit, and TheLibertyDaily.com, and that's about it. I don't look at Fox. I don't even open the app on the phone when I'm waiting at in a parking lot or so. I just don't. They've lost me. They've lost millions of people. And they're not coming back. If they thought, well, they'll get pissed off for a while and they'll boycott, but they'll be back. No, they won't. They're not coming back. Those are people you betray. You see, betrayal is a pretty powerful thing. Like in a marriage, if somebody's betrayed, that usually means divorce. I wonder if this tape, this James O'Keefe tape, is something I can play on the air. Well, I got the dump button right here, so let's see.
The Hunter Biden story was an explosive blow against Joe Biden leading up to the presidential election. But listen on this 9 a.m. editorial conference call at CNN how President Jeff Zucker chooses to not cover this important story.
I think on the Breitbart, New York Post, Fox News rabbit hole of Hunter Biden, which I don't think anybody outside of that world understood last night, the Wall Street Journal reported that their review of all corporate records showed for Joe Biden on the Chinese deal. And yes, I do put more credibility in the Wall Street Journal than I do in the New York Post.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden.
CNN VP for news.
Which seems to be giving its marching orders to Fox News and the right-wing echo chamber about what to talk about today. Obviously, Hunter Biden's lawyer is quoted in that New York Post piece, and we'll just continue to report out. This is the very stuff that the president was impeached over. This is the stuff that Senate committees looked at and found nothing wrong in Joe Biden's interactions with Ukrainians, and now having an email that perhaps there was a meeting with someone from Burisma is, it seems Rudy Giuliani's sort of dream of vision of how to throw stuff at the wall in these closing days of the campaign.
Hey, Jeff, it's just David on the Burisma story, and we should be awfully careful about that, obviously. But I do think there's a media story of what in the world aren't Maggie Haberman and Jake Sherman doing retweeting that story.
Wow. You don't think the fix is in, that this isn't all part of the same? I got news for you. I know who's behind all of it. They can aim Joe Biden at the White House on January 20th, and he may actually find his way through the front door without help. But he's not going to be president, and neither is Kamala Harris. Barack Obama's going to be back in that White House. And God help us this time if we don't have those Georgia Senate seats, or at least one of them, to stop them. But there's other things that can change. I think the ultimate irony, it's almost, maybe it's a wishful thinking on my part, would be to see Clarence Thomas, the circuit court that covers the state of Georgia, is under Clarence Thomas's jurisdiction. And I don't think he would do it if he didn't have a reason to do it. But I think if there was an opportunity to reverse something or change something or order a new election to be held, it would be him. He owes it to Biden. Joe Biden, 47 years, and his primary accomplishments were imprisoning black people and stealing the intellectual property of others. That's what he did. He's done nothing. And yet there are, and capable of doing very little now. And yet, supposedly, 80 million people voted for him. And we know that that's a total crock of crap. It's not just the evidence that's turning up. Like the guy, you see the truck driver or the postal contractor, I think he was a contractor with the USPS, who drove ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. Really? That sounds like somebody called in the middle of the night and said we need 200,000 ballots in Michigan to make up the lead. That's what ballot harvesting is all about, or in Pennsylvania. And that's why yesterday I built my premise on what I'm feeling from you, the listeners, and what I'm experiencing in my personal contact with people. We're going through grief. We are. I called it PTSD yesterday. They're pretty similar. But if you look at the seven stages of grief, and I've read books on this stuff, I had to. Shock and denial. Keep in mind that grief is a mental, spiritual, and physically disabling state. It is the most powerful emotion that we go through in life. It can shut us down. So I think, you know, in the early days, when it almost seemed certain that Trump was going to get and would have. I mean, he did get 11 million more votes this time than last time, and that's with the pandemic and every news outlet in the country blaming 250,000 deaths on the man. So shock and denial, pain and guilt, anger and bargaining with God, depression, the upward turn, reconstruction, and working through acceptance and hope. Now, where are we on that list right now? Where do you think we are? I think we're kind of in the anger phase.
Yeah.
Because the shock was We're still, I mean, kind of, you just don't transition from shock to the next phase. It's not like that. It's not like very cut and dried. It's a transitory kind of thing.
Yeah, you have shock, and then you have, once you come out of the shock, you have an opportunity to think about what's happened, and that's when the anger rises up.
That's what's happening now. And, I mean, think about what's at stake here. It's not just one man in one office. How can we ever have another election without questions? We got to have voter ID. We got to have it as a constitutional amendment. You must be able to prove who you are. I did an absentee ballot, and it wasn't as simple as checking a box and sticking a thing in the mail and then hoping your dedicated postal worker and their union would deliver it to the right place and not a pile in some forest. Just saying. By the way, those seven stages of grief, those are often common in divorce. It's very difficult to go through it with, if you, especially if you're trying to do it on your own. That's then you're in the worst possible company. You need an advocate. You need a voice. You need people who can be honest with you and tell you where you stand. That's the first thing you need to know. If you're contemplating filing for divorce, and this year, sadly, the pandemic has, and the election and everything else has caused a lot of damage to relationships. Find out where you stand with Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. One of the things, you know, learned a lot about the processes and so forth by having them in the studio as guests. But the one thing they emphasize with anybody that's calling for a consultation, you got to be truthful. It's all going to come out. So put it all out on the table so they can assess where you stand and what's at risk. And in many cases, just the reality of making that phone call, that consultation, can inspire people to say, okay, I've been kind of living in the fog of a relationship here. I need to give it a second chance. Sometimes they save relationships. But if it's in the cards, you want people that say, I got this, got your back, and we're going to get you through this. And that's what Delk and Tomlinson do. They specialize in representing men, but they do represent women. And I have the testimonials to prove it. And they also do matters of family law, wills, and so forth. So reach out at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Or divorceformenalabama.com. Right back. It's 323.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We're doing a 14-carat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
Get holiday savings now at the Home Depot on select GE appliances, washers, and dryers in either white or diamond gray, just $5.98 each. You get a high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer, plus a 2-year limited parts and labor warranty. Order online, you'll even get free delivery. Holiday appliance shopping, improve. Save on select GE appliances now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Continental U.S. only, while supplies last. Valid through December 2nd. Free delivery on orders $396 or more.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Marvelous, because I, a thespian, have been on a quest for the perfect insurance.
Sweet balcony.
I've requested no less than 13 balconies.
That's a lot.
All the world's a stage.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, thou customize and thou saveth.
That's the spirit.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Radio Shack is open Wednesday with doorbuster deals for the whole family this holiday season. Half off on all 470-ohm watt 5% carbon film resistors for mom. Save on a 100 UF 35-volt 20% axial lead electrolytic capacitor for dad. Surprise the kids with 4-gauge wrapper compatible with all Kynar-coated wires. And treat yourself to huge markdowns on AA battery housings and coaxial adapters. Radio Shack, we don't know why we're here either.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
23 shopping days till Christmas. Your shopping list is packed. Just stuff those stockings with some new face masks.
It's 3:25, and we have Red Top on the phone on Happy Hour.
Hey, I have to agree with you, Greg, that anger is my scope of emotion right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm just pissed off about the whole deal with Donald Trump. And you may say I'm an idiot for saying this, but he had a scandal-free administration,
yeah.
Even though they investigated him the whole time and created all kinds of stuff. There was nothing that stuck, man. That I can think of, and it's just such a disappointment.
Well, in addition to unless major changes are going to take place and not being able to trust any election, we obviously have two standards of justice in this country, and that we will not survive that. We will not survive that. There will be blood in the streets at some point, and it's almost as if they're fishing for it.
And the vaccine development is phenomenal. This is never been done in history. Donald Trump is, though the drug companies did it, but he brought them all together. He gave them the money they needed. He bought and gave them advance money for inoculation. The whole thing is working phenomenally.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have a businessman using government resources to facilitate something, and you cut the bureaucracy out, you get things done.
Sure enough. So I am still overwhelmed with how great a president he was, and I'm still amazingly angry about what the results were.
Again, you verbalized what so many people are feeling.
Yeah, and it's true. And, you know, as far as the scandals, that's all truth, and nothing ever happened. And I've never seen, as I'm about to be 67 in 2 weeks, I've never seen this kind of stuff. Yeah, they harassed Bill Clinton about all this stuff, but this stuff with Donald Trump is beyond belief.
You got to remember the Bill Clinton stuff, and you look back, well, yeah, you know, so he was running around, who hasn't? But our standards, our expectations of a president were different 25 years ago. We were shocked that a president, you'd think while they were in office at least, would behave and not be chasing, not underage interns, but somebody less than half his age. And having sex in the Oval Office. That we were right to be outraged at the inappropriateness at the very minimum of that.
Right. So I just don't know what standards this country's going to go by now. But I'm just disappointed. And I'm just feel, again, lucky to be in Alabama. Great to have you guys to talk to us and support us, and I support each other every day, so I always enjoy that, fellas. So y'all be good. Roll Tide, go Trump.
All right, man.
Thanks, Red Top.
Thanks, Red Top. Appreciate the call. All right, so I finally fished this fake prize out of the crap. By the way, I was happy also to see, because I'm wondering, you know, while I'm pedaling myself uphill for a mile, burning calories, am I, you know, blowing it by coming here and having Cracker Jack? But it's only 120 calories.
Yeah.
This is health food. This isn't junk.
Well, it wouldn't go that far.
Why can't you just...
Peanuts are good, and the popcorn is good. The caramel has sugar in it, which...
Well, I need
that's
that.
Where the most of the...
2 grams of protein in here, man.
Hey. Let's jump on that. 120 calories is not bad, especially if you're not, you know, eating nonstop.
For a snack, yeah. That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Well, everybody, it is 3:29 and 52 seconds, if you're really keeping track this afternoon. Let's see, which one of my Jack Ingram stores should I visit this afternoon? Let's see, we went to the Audi store this morning. Let's go to Volkswagen.
Okay.
2021s are in at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. It's my favorite. I could never call it a dealership because it's like a museum or a showcase. It's just so incredibly well designed. the cars aren't on display. They're on they're like exhibits, you know? You get that, you sit. I remember last time I was there, I hadn't sat in a bug for a long, long time. And I remembered my first one. Boy, oh boy, you talk about a car that's been through a fundamental transformation over the years. Couldn't believe it. The new car smell, the smell of the leather, and just beautiful machines. And you can do a 2021 Volkswagen Atlas SE, sign and drive, $439 a month. $439 a month. Sign and drive at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. They've got a 2020 Tiguan SEL, $399 a month. That is an awesome SUV. That's brand new. No miles. Or you can buy it at 72 months at 0% APR. And there's a Jetta on the list at $299 a month. And that one, too, you can get at 0% over 72 months at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. It's time to love what you drive. You know, I kind of have a spot in my heart for the Volkswagen Bug. It wouldn't be a practical car for me these days, but, man, they're really, really nice. Stop by and see these incredible people. They can have a freshly sanitized car ready for your test drive, or they'll bring it to your home or office. You just order it up. That's how they do it at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. Pick your vehicle out at jackingramvolkswagen.com and ask about those incredible prices they have for December at Jack Ingram. Well, let's visit with John the bartender. We're not in any big hurry to get to the traffic dungeon. Not yet.
Howdy, Greg.
Hey, John, what's up?
Oh, you know, I was calling from New Orleans. I just wanted to add my little two cents about the grief thing.
Sure.
Definitely wanted to tell people that there's this scale called the Holmes and Ray Stress Scale that determines these kind of situations that people should look it up a little bit. But I think we're still somewhere in between denial and anger, and we're not going to get into bargaining for a few more weeks.
I would agree. Let me go back to the list. And you know, it also, it's a different, it happens at a different speed for everybody. So you say we're still with shock and denial.
Well, we're getting into the bargaining stage, but we're having to make an appointment first.
Yeah. I can sense the anger. But the reason I thought of grief today, I talked about it yesterday because the traffic to the radio station has just been really slow. And it's not because people aren't interested in what's going on. I think people are feeling numb, which is how you feel when you've had a grief moment in life. You're kind of like, you're barely able to get through your regular routine. Yeah, the shock and denial. Now, we can't deny what we want is not denial. What we want is discovery. We want somebody, we want our fat-ass attorney general to hold somebody accountable to let, well, we're going to investigate voter fraud. Stop it with
you. I have something to offer on that I'd like to share. I was watching that hearing in Arizona, and I at hour six, there's this guy named Bobby Payton. He's a financial engineer. He's the new Paul Revere. And also today there was a Georgia rally that would make the Tea Party in Wetumpka very proud.
Cool.
So have a look at that, everybody out there. And I miss Montgomery very much, but New Orleans is my new home, and it's pretty damn cool here. I love it.
Hey, well, I'm glad you're still staying in touch with us here.
Yeah.
Yeah, most certainly. I listen to you all the time. I just don't always call in.
That's cool, man. I get it, you know. I think even if it's that situation. Going back to thanks for the call, when my daughter was going through the stunning end of her marriage, and she was asking, God, these people, nobody's called, nobody. I said, honey, they don't know what to say.
Yeah, they're it's very awkward.
It's very, very difficult, and it's not that they don't care or they're not thinking about you or they're not hurting with you. They just don't know what to say. That's the power of grief.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be bringing this up because the last thing I want to do is send my listeners to another media source. But there is a Wednesday afternoon NFL game going on.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
At 3:35, traffic and weather coming up next.
Well, there's a game.
today, and if you have to ask, it's because the Baltimore Ravens didn't wear their mask. Some of them got that COVID-19 and then infected more members of their team. But the rest got tested. The game starts soon. Time to play football Wednesday afternoon. Steelers are undefeated. Ravens lead the league in cases. Pittsburgh better wear an additional mask on all of their faces. They'll go 11-0, but you won't see the moon, because they're playing football on Wednesday afternoon.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. Light to moderate all over the city, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Our most congested areas right now, Taylor Road, Vaughn to I-85, East Boulevard, both sides of I-85, Troy Highway and East South Boulevard. A lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge right now, and Southwest Boulevard, very busy as well. Buckle up, be safe out there. We'll keep you updated. Got no accidents in to pass along to you at this moment. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Now, anything you want to trade, from a pocket knife to a yo-yo, is worth a minimum of $2,000. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chang.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted, none of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219. 98599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman. 334-219-8599.
I'm giving Jeb's basement renovations one star. He kept asking me what's behind the walls down there. I'm like, why? What do you know?
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
And then he's like, you can trust me with the job. And I'm all like, trust?
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Yeah, he charged me less than he said he would, which is lying.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alex City Police is searching for a murder suspect right now. Police are looking for 24-year-old Ashley Kinney in connection with two people found shot and killed on Oak Hill Drive earlier this week. Police say Kinney is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call 911. A man wanted for double murder in West Alabama has turned himself in. Authorities say 41-year-old Roderick Harrison surrendered to police today. He's accused of shooting and killing 24-year-old Wendell Pullum and 28-year-old Johnny Bonner III at a home Friday on Ciola Miller Avenue in Selmont. Governor Ivey is urging state school systems to resume in-person learning. She released a statement Tuesday saying that she is working with the State Department of Education and the state legislature to make sure students are back in the classroom in 2021. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures are slowly going to start to moderate. Tonight will still be below normal, but not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 35, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we'll tease 60 degrees, I think, for a high temperature, increasing clouds during the day. There's a risk of some showers, perhaps by Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high, upper 50s to around 60. And the weekend forecast at this point, still looking dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't be a heel, don't grab a stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a butter, don't drink and drive. If you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up a Denny. Don't be a heel, don't grab a stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will end your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
Wanted to let everyone know that our company Christmas party will be this Friday night, starting at 7, at O'Malley's Steakhouse. We'll have lots of Christmas music, and we'll light the Christmas tree at 8. Thanks, and Merry Christmas. Hi, everyone. Ginger again. Yesterday's voicemail was not intended to exclude our non-Christian employees. From now on, we'll call it our holiday party. There will, however, be no Christmas tree, and no Christmas carols will be sung. Everybody happy now? It's Ginger. What a diverse bunch we have here. In response to the emails, I've fixed it so those of you who are with Weight Watchers can sit the farthest from the dessert buffet, and pregnant women will get the table closest to the restrooms. We'll have booster seats for short people, low-fat food for those on a diet. O'Malley says they cannot control the amount of salt used in the food. They suggest people with high blood pressure taste it first. And there will be fresh fruit for diabetics. Did I miss anything? It's Ginger. I've had it with you vegetarians. The party will be at O'Malley's Steakhouse. You can just sit there at the table farthest from the grill of death and eat your damn salads. Have a good time, because I'm not going to be there. I wouldn't party with you people if my ass was on fire and you were like Michigan.
Hello, it's Chris, acting HR director. I'm sure we all wish Ginger a speedy recovery. The holiday party has been canceled for Friday night. We've all been given the afternoon off with pay. So enjoy your holiday.
We've had that one in the system for a long time. And, you know, what's interesting is that it's gotten worse. It's only gotten worse since then. Everybody wants their own thing. Gosh, I remember some, like, when RKO, what a great radio company, probably the second best to Blue Water. They just treated us so well. one year we had our Christmas party at the Fontainebleau Hotel, which you may have heard of. I mean, it was like black tie.
Yeah, it sounds upscale.
Really, really nice. And I'll never forget, we had this guy that did our commercial production named Dodd Bruce. He talked like this. I'm not kidding. He talked just like this. And a situation I never understood, the lady that was our controller, the lady that did our paychecks and all that stuff, her name was Jane. Guess who Jane was married to? Sonny Fox at the competition. I mean, our number one rival. She's married to him. So when we had our Waxy 106 Christmas party, I always had the opportunity to look forward to seeing him. God rest his soul.
How you doing? I'm still making more money than you are.
How would you know that? Unless your wife was sharing inside information with you. He probably was. I have no idea. I was the worst businessman on my own behalf that maybe ever worked in this whole business. So Dodd Bruce, who talks like this, he thought he was a stand-up comic. So at this Fontainebleau thing, and you know, we're all wearing, I mean, most of the women that attended went out and bought an outfit for this party specifically. So after everybody eats and most of the people are hammered. Now, I was sober at this one, so this is like 85 or 86. Dodd Bruce gets up there and starts doing gag gifts for different people. You know, kind of throwing a spotlight on people that don't normally get it. And then he starts off with this gift he's got for the morning guy. I don't remember any of the content. I'm sitting there saying, oh, God, stop it. Don't. And he doesn't bring me up there. It's for Sonny Fox.
From another station? What is wrong with him?
I don't know. I said, did you
come to the wrong Christmas party?
Yeah. I said, I really would like to know. I'm the morning guy of the station that's having this Christmas party, and you're doing a tribute to Marble Mouth over there, the guy we are working diligently to beat each and every rating period.
Thanks for the acknowledgement there, Don Bruce. Oh, you're welcome, Sonny. Next up on my list is, oh, God.
I work with some real interesting people.
You are hilarious.
Well, it's 3:48. I really don't feel like...
Time flies when you're having a good time.
Hey, we want it to fly because at 6 we go to Baumhauer's tonight.
Yeah.
And a week from tonight we're having our Baumhauer's Christmas party. And I got word today that the stuff we will be giving away has been shipped.
Yay.
And we'll be here in time for that, we hope. Look, one of the things that goes on with this whole grief thing, it's... we associate the word grief with death. So... what's the death here?
The death of a dream.
I want to share with you a note I just got from our friend Karen. Shock, anger, denial. I feel as if we are living in a nightmare. I'm very sad to see how our country has gotten to the point. I am sad for each of us who care, who love our country, for our grandchildren, and what their lives will be like. Sadness for our veterans, who were willing to give it all if necessary, many did, to fight wars against what is moving into the White House. And many still out there guarding and watching. I have righteous anger and it runs deep, but it has peaks and valleys with the many ups and downs. It looks good, then if it doesn't, I am grieving for our beautiful country. It is a deep grief and sadness in collaboration with one another. I had such hope, but it is waning. And that's a great call right there. A great comment by Karen. It is the death of a nation. That's why we're feeling this grief, because we know what's coming. And there, just did any of us think that these two Senate seats next door? That's why I'd like to see Clarence Thomas intervene, declare somebody the winner, call it a fake election, whatever. He could probably do that as a Supreme Court justice, and he'll make the left as nuts as they can be. Too bad, so sad. Go set your heads on fire. See if anybody cares enough to put you out. Hey, it's Rusty A. I know a Rusty A.
Yeah, well, there's only one of us. Well, there's only one that'll claim it anyway. I got one almost as good as the one you just did about them wanting to give an award to your rival.
Yeah.
I was working at a station, and our general manager decided to do a commercial and showcase all the talent, tell everybody who was on the radio and everything and at what time. Mm-hmm. And so we had a little meeting, got together, and she pulled out these pictures, and she had decided to hire actors to play us in the commercial because we weren't pretty enough.
Oh, my God.
And we thought for like 2/10 of a second she was joking, but she was serious. I was not the first. I was in charge, and I was not the first one off of my chair. Everybody got up and walked out. They said, "Well, just make your commercial, and we'll watch for it." And she, "Oh my God, I don't understand why you're like." And they finally made it with us in it. I thought it was a pretty good commercial. But she just, you know, sometimes people just do stupid stuff.
So this person looks at the staff and says,
"You sure is ugly.
I'm going to hire."
Basically, yeah.
Better looking.
You talk about doing stand up. I was kind of doing a few little jokes one night at the Christmas party, and this guy got up, started screaming. It was one of the salespeople's husband. And I looked at him and I said, "Boy, they were right. That crack sure does make you fat." And about 2 weeks later, he got arrested for selling crack.
Oh!
So, yeah, they took him. They took him to the big house.
Prophetic.
Yeah. Absolutely prophetic. But look, I'll see you guys in a little while.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Rusty.
Hey, bye-bye.
It was a good call, but...
it's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Papa John.
Greg, you know, and I understand where you are, and I'm the same place, but I think I heard one time that most great civilizations are whatever dynasties will last about 400 years. And, you know, it's kind of ironic. Because I think you really have to put the beginning of the American dream when the Pilgrims got here in 1640.
Yes.
And here we are 400 years later. I was like somebody marks it on the calendar. And I really truly feel, just like you said a minute ago, I feel like we are losing what we've always had as a country and probably never going to regain it. And
our only hope is getting those Senate seats. And then coming back in 22 when all the districts are redrawn and getting a majority in the House, keeping the one in the Senate, and stopping them in their tracks. Unfortunately, the talk show audience represents less than 10% of the American radio listening audience. And, you know, a larger fraction of people who watch news or news networks. Most people have no idea. This is what's baffling the House. How could they not know? They choose not to know. They choose to stay, as George Carlin says in The Owners, willfully ignorant.
Right, right.
Kind of want it in their head. They got bigger things to worry about.
And even worse, I heard somebody earlier, maybe last week, someone my age, talking about their children and their grandchildren and said even some of their children had a lot of liberal views, and I've got one that's that way too, and it just crushes me. It really does.
Yeah.
But you really don't want to get in an argument at the Thanksgiving Day table over politics. I'd rather just leave it alone and have a pleasant time, even though I would love for them to be educated or whatever word you want to use, and that they are, you know, they're throwing their possibilities of having a great life of good moral living and prosperity and all the rest of it and just throwing it out the window.
Mm.
So
anyway, okay, buddy. Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, no, your point is well taken. Even though the country's only 250 years or close to it, 225 officially. But yeah, yeah, it started with the Pilgrims and the idea of seeking religious freedom, and now we've got governors telling us we can't go to church. MFers, sons of bitches. That's what I say. Thanks for the call. Here is Tom.
Hey, Greg, thanks for taking the call. I, of course, as you've been talking about, I have an array of emotions about what's happened, but I got something on my Facebook today from a friend who sent me a statement from Pam Bondi. She was the former
Attorney General of Florida.
Attorney General of Florida, and she says that she has studied this out in depth and that everybody just needs to take a deep breath, that it's going to be okay, that it will get to the Supreme Court, and don't listen, don't be shaken by all the fake news that are saying, you know, that they're not, there's no real evidence, all that kind of stuff, and that once it gets to the Supreme Court, they're going to, you know, have enough evidence to make a decision. Then it would go, this was interesting to me, then it would go to Congress. Yeah. Congress would determine who the president's going to be. Of course, we've got a majority there. And then the Senate determines the vice president. But she is convinced that it's going to work out, and everybody just needs to take a deep breath and chill and not be afraid.
Well, I'm glad that's reassuring, and I'm glad you shared what you saw in that video with us. It's all good, but again, we're going to remain very much on pins and needles until we see it. Because of all the groups of people in this country that have been promised over and over again and been let down, we are it, more so than anybody. And that includes people that have the R next to their name that, oh, yeah, we're going to do this and do that. They don't do squat.
Yeah,
starting with
our
attorney general. It was a little bit late to the party.
Yeah. I just hope that she knows what she's talking about and that we're going to be.
Pam Bondi's a good woman. I like her a lot. Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, I don't think she's the AG in Florida anymore. And she seemed like a rising star. I don't know what happened, if she decided not to stay in public office. But she is part of that Trump legal team. For the best paints on the planet, who was it I heard from today? Somebody. Red Tsunami beats the blue. That's Newt Gingrich. Thank you for sharing that with me. Let's see. Ah, it's from Mark, who says, I bought my first can of paint from John Lee Paint from Bubba and saved money. Did not realize this quality paint was so much cheaper than the high-end box store paints. I am a new customer of John Lee. And he's got a big half-gallon of Richards. Premium quality, high-hide interior wall paint. What that means is, when you put this paint on, it covers, it coats. That's what you want. When a professional painter quotes a price, he knows if he's using a reliable and excellent product, he can get the job. He should know to the minute how long it will take. But he's always going to presume that the paint he's using is going to get the job done. Professional painters don't use cheap paint. Why would you, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, if you want that great outcome that they do what they do, and that's use top quality paints. For interior, it's exactly what Mark just sent me, Richards for the inside, and John Lee's own brand, Solarproof, for exterior painting. Built and formulated to withstand everything that nature can throw at it through a summer or winter, which seems to have gotten off to a flying start here in Alabama. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bell.